AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. About 100 people gathered for a Sunday afternoon demonstration outside the Montgomery County Council building, demanding that county leaders do more to protect kids in school from crime. In particular, the crowd was angry over the reported rape of a 14-year-old girl at Rockville High School recently, allegedly at the hands of two other teenage boys, both of whom are illegal immigrants. Some of the protesters said the Democrats who control Montgomery County government are responsible for sanctuary policies. Meanwhile, the potential defense being mentioned for 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian, one of the Rockville High School rape suspects, is that it was a consensual encounter.
The age of consent in Maryland is 16. The alleged rape victim from Rockville High School is only 14. But criminal defense attorney Brian Thompson, who is not involved in the case, says 18-year-old Sanchez Milian can still defend himself by saying it was consensual because
there's an exception if there's a 4-year or less difference in the ages of the older person and the younger person.
The reason for the exception?
I can only presume that you don't want to be prosecuting juniors in high school for having sex with sophomores in high school.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump is expected today to name his son-in-law to head a new White House office that'll look at overhauling how the government operates using ideas from the business sector. White House Senior Advisor Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump's husband, will head what will be known as the White House Office of American Innovation. That group has been talking to CEOs about ways to change federal programs since shortly after the inauguration. President Trump may be ready to reach out to moderate Democrats in the wake of the health care reform defeat. There are hints, starting with the president's own comments.
If some Republicans in Congress have been unsure of President Trump's commitment to their causes, such as repealing Obamacare, get ready for a pivot. On Fox News Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus talking about working with Democrats and mainstream Republicans.
And get to real reforms in this country, whether it be taxes, whether it be health care, whether it be immigration, whether it be infrastructure. This president is ready to lead.
Democrats have expressed willingness to get a major infrastructure bill and to help craft some tax reforms that might help small businesses. Would they be willing to work on fixes to Obamacare? And what would immigration reform mean? Stay tuned. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Montgomery County lawmakers say they need to be cautious weighing in on federal issues, but they do say something needed to be said about President Trump's proposed budget.
It does not move our country forward. It really takes us back.
Montgomery County Councilmember Nancy Navarro says it was tough enough digging out of the recession.
And now we have to take into consideration what might happen if indeed this budget is adopted. What will happen to our regional economy?
Councilmember Hans Reimer may have an answer.
I think this budget would cause an immediate deep recession in Montgomery County and in the Washington region.
The council's passing a resolution asking Maryland's congressional delegation to keep the state's best interests in mind while going through the proposal. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Large hail and strong winds hit parts of Texas and Oklahoma overnight in a storm system rolling through the southern plains. TV video showed a funnel cloud near Ada, Oklahoma. And 8 high school students on a mountaineering training program are presumed dead and 40 other people are injured in an avalanche at a ski resort in Japan, north of Tokyo. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,597, the Nasdaq at 5829. Sports: South Carolina and North Carolina join Gonzaga and Oregon in the NCAA Final Four. The Wizards and Caps both idle till tomorrow. Exhibition baseball: the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Kids, donate your car today.
accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every 2 rugs cleaned, you get a 3rd rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, you need to know this. If you're coming out of Springfield heading toward Annandale, the accident before Braddock Road, still only 2 right lanes getting by. Please don't use the shoulders. You should never use the shoulders anyway. Along the left side, I'm still watching additional response heading to the scene and trying to get up to Braddock Road. Again, inner loop of the Beltway, stay to the far right to get by that crash. Now for 270 southbound, heavy in Urbana toward Hyattstown. Yeah, it's pretty normal, but not normal. Once you get through Germantown, it is a solid line of 2 accidents between Falls Road and Montrose Road. Visibility poor around the region with the foggy conditions. So you definitely just want to take it easy and make sure you have plenty of space between the car in front of you, if you can see it. So again, caution this morning. Top side of the Beltway, 95 around to Georgia Avenue to the Wilson Bridge now before 210. And on 210, that is still a solid lineup. Longstanding crash has been northbound on 210, north of Kirby Hill Road. Still seeing some of that activity. And for Metro Rail, signal problem outside of Eastern Market. Delays as a result, Blue, Orange, and Silver lines. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog is going to be slowing us down this morning. Not the rain, some spotty showers as we go through the morning. More scattered showers and some isolated thunder showers. Mainly in the afternoon, 75. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms, 59. On Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 75 again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Vienna, 46 in Frederick, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Dozens or more are arrested in anti-corruption protests in Russia. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. And coming up a little bit later this hour, we'll talk to Jim Garrity with National Review. Steve Moore will be here from the Heritage Foundation, well-known economist, and Rowan Scarborough with the Washington Times. Joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGeneva. Joe, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Good morning.
All right, so I want to start out by talking about this case in Rockville that has caught the attention of everybody in this region, and by actually beyond this region. It's been a national story as well. The two defense attorneys, one has made the statement that this is the person who represents the 18-year-old in this Rockville rape case, says, well, it was consensual, which to me was sort of a smear and attack on the credibility of the victim. And then the other one says, well, there's all this hysteria surrounding this, and you know why? Donald Trump. So is this just defense attorneys doing what defense attorneys do to distract and to take away attention from the horrible crime?
It's what some defense attorneys do. It's not what all defense attorneys do. But this is pure sleaze. This is distraction. Blame the victim. Blame anybody but the guy who perpetrated the rape in this instance. By the way, I mean, what's interesting about this is the reason they're claiming consent is that even though she's 14 years old and is under the legal age of consent in Maryland, she nonetheless is the accused rapist is 18. And there's like 3 years and 20 months or an 8 months difference, which means that under the law in Maryland, the brilliant Maryland legislature, you can actually claim consent if you're sufficiently within a zone of 4 years difference. Welcome to Maryland, giving these guys the opportunity to do this. There are two bad people in this: the rapist, the alleged rapist, the lawyer making a fool of himself, and then the third bad party is the Maryland State Legislature.
Well, there has to be a cutoff, though. I would assume most states have some kind of law of what is consensual and what is not. And if there is a cutoff, some people are going to fall within a month of that cutoff. That's just the way it is. So is it really their fault? I mean, can you really blame them?
Sure. Absolutely, I can. It's a bad law. It shouldn't exist. This should be left to the discretion of a prosecutor. If somebody's 18 and somebody's 14 and a prosecutor says, you know, I think this is a bad case. That's how you deal with this. You don't make it a law for every case.
Okay. Because I don't know. That just never struck me that way before, so I have to think about it differently.
Yeah, well, but you've been surprised at how this thing has resonated, Joe?
Not at all. You have a willing media, always ready to blame the victim nationally. I mean, look, and of course, it's all Trump's fault. And honest to God, if Trump weren't there, they'd blame George Bush for this rape. So, I mean, just this is ludicrous. We are living in bizarre times. And when you combine it with the foolishness about Obamacare that the Freedom Caucus is responsible for up to its scuppers, you end up with atmospherics like this that are very bad. Instead of victory laps, you take loss laps.
Yeah, and we had Mayor de Blasio in New York. You know, I guess you heard this since you're laughing. There was a black gentleman who was killed, 66 years old. He was murdered by a younger man who just self-describes as a white supremacist. And de Blasio came out and said it's because of Trump's atmosphere of hate.
Yeah, well, that is why it was so important for the president to get a victory in the Obamacare repeal and replace. And that's why the people in the Freedom Caucus who denied him that victory should be ashamed of themselves. Every single one of them. What a disgraceful, stupid political move. It shows that these guys don't understand how you govern. You support your president, for God's sake. Democrats never would have done this to their president.
But we got Obamacare because they wouldn't do it to their president. So is it better to go walk away and go back to the drawing board and do it right?
No, this is it. Let me just tell you something. This was the largest entitlement reform and spending reduction in decades. There was $1 trillion of budget savings, which meant you could have real tax reform. Now, you can't have real tax reform. You know why? Because you have to pay for it. You have to show that you have surpluses in order to make the cuts. Now, you cannot have that. This is what the Freedom Caucus did was so stupid. They could have had time. They could have negotiated with the Senate. They could have asked for concessions. No, this was it. It's not going to leave the House. God, what fools. What utter fools.
Well, turning our attention to the United States Senate now, it does appear that Democrats are going to mount some kind of filibuster against Gorsuch and the nomination. But what do you think that we're headed toward the nuclear option?
There's no doubt. Now, the Republicans in the Senate have signaled through veiled comments that if the Democrats filibuster, seriously, a real filibuster, it's over. It's 51 votes and he's on the court.
Might they allow like a short filibuster, just let people vent and get it out of their system?
They'll make a few speeches and then they will relent and allow a vote to proceed. They will get the 60 votes for cloture because the Democrats realize they cannot afford to go to 51 votes on this nominee. I hope they actually do filibuster, and I hope they go to 51. We should have gone to 51 at the beginning of the session for both Supreme Court nominees and legislation, because if 51 had been the number, when they were doing the Obamacare legislation in the House, they could have sent over a full bill and not worried about budget reconciliation and all the nonsense that goes along with that for taxes.
Right.
They had a full bill, full taxes, everything would have been done. But we don't. We have 60 votes in the Senate still.
And one last thing here. There is a Virginia judge, U.S. District Court Judge Anthony Trenga, who has backed Donald Trump on his travel ban. Does this change anything?
Well, it only gives the president support for his position. The judge ruled that the president has the authority under the Constitution and legislation to control who is allowed to come into this country. That's not a surprising ruling. What's surprising is how bad the Ninth Circuit rulings are. You have to go read the dissent of the five justices from the judges from the Ninth Circuit to see how truly awful the rulings by Watson and Robarts and the judges on the Ninth Circuit really are. They ignored the law. They ignored the Constitution. The president actually ultimately will win in the Supreme Court, even without Judge Gorsuch. This is an 8-0 case when it gets to the Supreme Court, because the writing by the Ninth Circuit and the other district judges who ruled against the president is so bad and so sophomoric and so pathetic in its legal reasoning that even this Supreme Court will rule 8-0 in favor of President Trump.
All right, we're going to leave it there, Joe. Joe DeGenovar, legal analyst, it's good to have you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
and Brian, I'm looking through the fog in a lot of these cameras, so extra time needed this morning with some of this dense fog around the region and on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, Virginia. We are just jammed trying to get off of 95 and heading toward Annandale. The crash before you get to Braddock Road, still a lot of activity there along the left side, so stay to the far right to get by again, leaving Springfield toward Annandale. Much better on the outer loop to the Wilson Bridge. Broken down car finally towed out of there, so definitely improving. 66, we're bunched up. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. We had a couple problems this morning. The latest at 50 Fair Oaks to the shoulder. 270 southbound. We're jammed as you try to get out of Clarksburg and down into Rockville. Two accidents between Falls and Montrose to the shoulder. And heads up on the Rock Creek Parkway incident just reported. Southbound Rock Creek Parkway just after P Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Foggy. Yes, that's what it is. It's foggy out there. And in some areas, quarter mile visibility. So be careful. 75 degrees, they say, is the high today. There will be showers and some thunderstorms possible. Tonight, more thunderstorms continuing. 59 degrees. Tomorrow, scattered showers. Again, thunderstorms. 75 degrees. Wednesday in the upper 60s. Looks like a nice day. Thursday, pretty nice day in the low 60s. Friday, rainy. Temperatures in the upper 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, still 47 degrees at 716 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147 plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It is 7:16. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Well, I've got some Democrat news for you. Lots of news about the Democrats.
Yeah.
Huma Abedin back in the news.
Yeah.
She and Carlos Danger are apparently going to try to give it a whirl for, I think,
one
like
more
the fifth
time.
Yeah, well, you know, five's a charm, apparently. And there had always been the rumor, there has been scuttlebutt, a little, you always heard it underground, that the only reason that they separated was for Hillary's campaign, to make it look good for the optics of that. I'm all for trying to make your marriage work. I have mad respect for people who try to do that as opposed to walking away from it. I think that that is a wonderful thing to do. However, how many times does this woman have to be humiliated in public for her to have some self-respect and just say, okay, this is ridiculous, and walk away? I don't know what's going on in their relationship, so I can't, you know, totally dinger on it, but I think trying to make it work is a wonderful thing, but I just don't know how many times you're with a man who keeps accidentally tweeting pictures of himself out to allegedly underage girls some of the times, too.
What's interesting about this is, okay, I don't question a relationship if they want to try to make it
work.
Right, if they
want to make it
work. Look, I'm not going to make a judgment about that. I mean, I have my concerns about Carlos Danger, but I mean, if she wants to make it work, and she thinks that's what's right with their family, then that's fine. But you know what? Here's the thing. Why would she then, if she felt that strongly about it, why would you pick your campaign over your marriage? She followed the wishes of the Clinton campaign one here, rather than what she thought was right for her marriage. So where is her priority? One has to wonder.
Well, for all we know, they were still doing it in the background. Listen, they're both politicians. They get it. They understand putting on a happy face for the public and doing the right things for the public in order to gain political favor. So I think he understands that as well. He's screwed up, and I think he will do anything. I don't think he was in the position to say to her, well, are you picking the Hillary Clinton campaign over me? I just don't think Carlos was in that position.
Maybe.
You know, the alleged X-rated tweets to a 15-year-old, it probably doesn't give him a lot of ground to stand on.
That's true, probably.
Joe Biden was at Colgate University in New York on Friday, and he claimed that he could have won the 2016 presidential race. He said he planned on running for president, and he could have won had he decided to do so. Mm. So the question then begs to be asked, well, then why didn't you run?
Well, he said it was about his son and still being, you know, sort of torn up over the loss in his family.
Yeah.
And I respect that, I suppose.
Absolutely.
But Joe has said this before. And you know, look, what comes of him making this statement? It does no good for him, because I think he's going to be far too old to run next time around.
Yeah.
So I don't see him setting himself up for the next election cycle. If he is, I think my voters will reject him, not because they don't like him. I think people do like Joe Biden reason, but they're not going to vote for a guy who's going to be that old.
Well, I think part of this is his ego.
Maybe.
I think part of this is his ego, but I think the reason he did not run is Hillary was the heir apparent. I personally believe there was a deal made with the Obamas and the Democratic Party long ago that Hillary was the candidate in 2016. And that was going to be fulfilled come hell or high water. Look what they did to Bernie Sanders in order to have her be the candidate. Mm. And so I think Joe Biden knew that he wasn't going to get the nomination, and so it didn't really matter. You know, if he wanted to run or not, he was probably told, I think, to not run because he was not going to get the nomination. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, he too is back in the news, yeah. And he is planning to introduce a single-payer health care bill.
There you go.
Which is a shock because whoever saw Democrats going for single-payer didn't see that at all. So I own my tinfoil hat being quite polished on this Monday morning. I've always thought that Obamacare was designed to fail. Because we know it's not sustainable financially. I've always felt it was designed to fail in order for the Democrats to use that to save us from the policy that they implemented. They were going to swoop in and save us from the evil doctors and the evil insurance companies and the evil medical profession and bring in single-payer, government-run health care. So in other words, and he says it's going to be Medicare for all, but we all know Medicare is not sustainable the way it is. It's a Ponzi scheme. The people underneath are paying for the people at the top. But he's Medicare bill for all, which he might as well call it VA for all, because that's exactly what you're going to get. Mm. We have a single payer government run system in this country. It is called the VA. It has been in this country for decades. And if you think you're going to get something different, my question is, well, why isn't the VA good enough for everyone? If it's good enough for our vets, why isn't it good enough for you? Why does it have to be Medicare? And when I ask my liberal-leaning friends who support single-payer, every country in the world has single-payer. Well, we have it. Let's just expand the VA. Well, I'm like, well, if it's good enough for our vets, are you saying that it's good enough for our vets, but it's not good enough for you?
Yeah.
And then they back off. And lastly, for those of you who are waiting anxiously with bated breath, President Obama is reportedly in the South Pacific getting started on those memoirs. He is supposedly by himself there on the South Pacific island of Tetiaroa, which was once owned by Marlon Brando.
Tetiaroa. Hmm.
Yeah, so he's getting to it. So those should be available for Christmas, one would guess.
Wow, there you go.
So a lot of
nice
news.
Place to go to write a book, I suppose. Yeah.
I guess. As long as there's a little man to bring me drinks, I'm down.
722 on WML.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Listen. East West Lincoln, the area's only exclusive Lincoln dealership, is proud to introduce Lincoln Black Label, the ultimate expression of design and personal service. This isn't just a luxury car buying experience. It's a private membership with privileges consisting of 4 designer-inspired themes for our Lincoln MKX, MKZ, MKC, and all-new Continental. Lincoln Black Label works on your terms with a mobile showroom that comes to you and an in-dealership studio featuring a private fitting room. You'll unlock the full potential of your new Lincoln. Enjoy an extended premium maintenance plan and vehicle care consisting of complimentary car washes as well as a full detail every year. And at East West Lincoln, membership includes service pickup and delivery as well as a loaner vehicle. To schedule your appointment in-store or at home with our Lincoln Black Label Experience Liaison, simply visit eastwestlincoln.com.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm going to start with the better news. You're in big delays still trying to get Beltway from Springfield toward Annandale, but the crash out of the travel lanes before you get to Braddock Road. Still see a lot of flashing lights, but they've released traffic in all lanes, interloop, before you get to Braddock Road on your way toward Tyson's. On 66, bunched up now, almost out of Gainesville, whole way to Centerville. Again, approaching 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. We've had a number of problems this morning. Incidents currently reported out of the travel lanes. Foggy conditions also escalating our commute here. 270 southbound out of Germantown, jammed into Rockville, where we had two separate accidents also cleared. On the Rock Creek Parkway, southbound as you pass P Street, that's where we had the earlier incident. Park police said they have reopened the lanes. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray sky in, patchy thick fog in spots this morning, and a few showers around. We'll keep an isolated shower, thunder shower threat in the forecast this afternoon. Cloudy otherwise, and 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees at 7:26.
That can mean only one thing. It is time to talk sports.
Okay.
So, the tournament, you got the final four.
Yep.
We have North Carolina, South Carolina, Oregon, and Gonzaga, which I always want to say Gonzaga. Apparently, it's Gonzaga. That's what they say. I call them Gorgonzola sometimes. They were the West's number one seed. They have been to five Sweet 16s, one Elite Eight, right, but never the final four. Oregon, the number three seed in the Midwest, has the first. They were at the very first Final Four in 1939 when they won it all. They won it all in 1939. Yep. They were the one that was the very first NCAA tournament, and Oregon won it. The Gamecocks were seventh seed. They upset Duke.
Man, I'm telling you, they've had a good run here. They got number two Duke.
Yeah,
which was the number one preseason team.
Yeah,
they got number three Baylor. And then they beat Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, I mean, that's pretty heavy duty competition there, just knocking them down one right after the other.
Now, the University of North Carolina, UNC, was the South region's number one seed. They have been to the Final Four a record 20 times.
Wow.
This is their 20th appearance. Okay. So I'm sure there were people who've gone to school there who were going to root for them. But I think we like to root for the underdog a lot of times. I just think that's how we as Americans roll. They had a last second shot against Kentucky, and they won 75-73. It was down to the last second, as opposed to the final last year when they lost at literally the last second on that jumper at the Villanova game. Gonzaga and South Carolina have never played, so it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. And that's the beauty of this. That's the excitement of this tournament. You never know.
It's March Madness.
And that's why we love it. That's why we love it, because it's so much fun. Although, this year, not my tournament, just saying.
Yeah, 7:28.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 0101.
Listen, coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Jim Garrity with the National Review, get some take on all of the developments of last week and some announcements that are coming up today about a plan to innovate the and transform government. We'll talk to Jim Garrity coming up in just a moment. 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is set to announce the creation of a new White House office that'll use ideas from the business sector to improve how government works.
This is going to be led by his son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner. It's designed to make the federal government a little bit leaner and meaner, adopting more solutions from the private sector.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. President Trump's aides are opening the door to working with moderate Democrats on health care and other issues. But Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Mr. Trump must be willing to drop attempts to repeal Obamacare. And Schumer says the president is destined to lose again in other parts of his agenda if he remains beholden to conservative Republicans. Some D.C. community leaders are planning a public meeting this afternoon to discuss a spate of recent missing persons cases involving girls. This even though city leaders have said there is no increase in the number of missing persons this year compared to a typical year. The Pentagon and Iraqi officials are investigating a U.S.-led coalition airstrike that apparently killed dozens of civilians in Mosul. It's not clear what caused the destruction.
The Iraqis are saying they don't see evidence of an airstrike on the buildings. The U.S. knows that it did call in an airstrike. There may have been a suicide bomber there in a truck. Those explosives might have caused the secondary explosions and all of this devastation. It's all under investigation right now.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. A woman who got tangled up by her own shoelaces last week trying to jump the White House fence has now been arrested for trying it again. 38-year-old Marcy Anderson Wall of Everett, Washington, was arrested after an alarm sounded early yesterday. Authorities say she'd been climbing a fence at the Treasury building next door. Wall was charged with unlawful entry and contempt of court. And Virginia taxpayers may have to wait a little longer for their tax refunds as state officials are working to combat a tax refund fraud related to identity theft. Officials have mailed out about 100,000 letters to taxpayers this year asking for more information to verify a person's true identity. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,597, the NASDAQ at 5829. Sports, the NCAA Final Four is now set. North Carolina and South Carolina will join Oregon and Gonzaga. The Caps and Wizards both off till tomorrow. Exhibition baseball, the O's win, the Nats lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
I'm Rick Edelman, financial advisor and best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville and McLean Tuesday, April 4th, Bethesda and Leesburg Wednesday, April 5th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 south of Clarksburg. Still pretty much solid lineup to get you down to the lane divide. Our third accident of the morning just reported south on 270 right near 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. Dense fog in some areas this morning, so extra time definitely needed. And caution, please, everyone. We've had a number of accidents on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hung up each way through Laurel into Greenbelt. On the Rock Creek Parkway, southbound at P Street, the broken down out of the travel lanes. The Southeast-Southwest Freeway, I'm looking at delays here in each direction. Virginia Beltway, we are bunched up out of Newington, heading toward Annandale. So if you're on northbound 95, you're in delays. Everyone's trying to get onto that inner loop to get past the crash of Braddock Road on the shoulder. If you're on 95 trying to get to 395, that's slow off and on to King Street, again Pentagon, over the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray sky in, patchy thick fog in spots this morning, and a few showers around. We'll keep an isolated shower, thunder shower threat in the forecast this afternoon. Cloudy otherwise and 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 46 in Manassas, 45 in Bethesda, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. At 8:05, we'll be joined by policy analyst Steve Moore. And at 8:35, Rowan Scarborough from the Washington Times to talk to us about possible voter fraud in Frederick. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And join us on the line right now, Jim Garrity, senior political correspondent for National Review. Good morning to you, Jim. How are you?
Brian, Mary, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, so Friday we saw this healthcare thing fall apart, and President Trump tweeted over the weekend. Here's what he said. Democrats are smiling in D.C. that the Freedom Caucus, with help for the Club for Growth and Heritage, helped save Planned Parenthood and Obamacare. He very much was with the Speaker of the House on this replacement package, and he is throwing rocks at the Freedom Caucus. So what happened here, and who's really at fault for this thing, you know, not getting across the goal line?
Sure, it doesn't really lend itself well to simple explanation.
It doesn't, yeah.
You know, best way of adding up the 30-some Republicans that were said they were firm no's, yeah, about 10 to 12 of them were in the Freedom Caucus, about 10 to 12 of them were kind of in the moderate wing, and about 10 to 12 of them were kind of in the middle of the party, that there was something for almost everybody to object to in this bill. This was a bill that was constructed to try to make everybody happy or to please everyone, and in the end, it really didn't please much of everyone. I feel like we ought to point, you know, considering how everybody's now kicking the bill around like it's a soccer ball, and basically, you know, victory has 1,000 fathers, defeat is an orphan.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of accusations of paternity flying around Washington these days. But the gist is, look, so here's what the bill did do a few things well, right? I mean, it did reduce the deficit and debt, reduce the spending. It would bring down premiums in the long run. Unfortunately, they would still go up for the next 3 years. And when you're up for re-election in 2018, the idea of people paying higher premiums next year doesn't sound all that appetizing. Probably the best part of the bill was a lot of flexibility to the states on Medicaid, but that doesn't really affect. There are a whole bunch of people that doesn't really affect, and they kind of just shrug at that. So, you know, you had something that was this amalgamation, and it probably didn't have a very good chance of getting through the Senate as is. There were a bunch of Senate Republicans who were wary about it. So if you're a House Republican, why would you take a risky vote? Why would you take a vote that your constituents are not going to like that much for something that's not going to pass. You know, it's one thing to stick your neck out if you're going to actually get it to be enacted.
Yeah, I see your point, mm-hmm.
But here's my question is, if this was something that was an amalgamation, which in my brain, like, everybody gets a little bit of something, because it's better to have a little bit of bread as opposed to no bread at all. So everybody gets a little bit of something, which is the way to compromise. Why couldn't it have been sold better to the American public? Have it be explained, and this has been my question, is why didn't President Trump get out there and do what he does best, which is talk to the American people and explain it to us?
That is a really good question, and one of the accusations that's flying around here. And I think it's a fair one, because you think about how long the Democrats took to pass Obamacare. It was more than a year. It did not pass in 2009. And they had everything, every setback imaginable, including the Scott Brown election up in Massachusetts. You know, the administration was determined to get this done. There were a bunch of House Democrats who voted for this, knowing that it was probably going to cost them re-election in 2010, and it certainly did. I think it's safe to say that repealing Obamacare is not as high a priority, is not something Republicans are willing to jump on a grenade for,
right,
the way that House Democrats were back in 2009, 2010. Now, one of the things that is probably a really good anecdote from my former colleague, Tim Alberta, who's now with Politico, describes a meeting between the House Freedom Caucus at the White House, and they're trying to explain to Trump why they have problems with the bill. They're going into the essential health benefits that are described, that are required of insurance companies. They go into the community rating provision that limited what insurers could change, should charge. And Trump says, I'm going to clean it up because we're on, you know, public radio and I don't want it to offend anyone. Forget about the little stuff, except he didn't say stuff. Let's focus on the big picture here. Now, to the House Freedom Caucus, this isn't little stuff.
No.
Right.
This is important. This is to them what they think is kind of really the key part of what a good reform bill would do. And the two biggest things, when you talk to the average conservative and say, hey, what do you want to see out of health care reform? They generally would say tort reform, i.e. they don't like the idea of ambulance chasing lawyers going after doctors and making things more expensive. And the second thing they say is selling across state lines. They feel like if you have more insurance companies selling you plans, you have more competition and prices will come down. Neither one of those can go through the Senate through the reconciliation process. You need 60 votes for that. At this point, there's no indication that any Senate Democrat wants anything to do with anything repealing Obamacare. So the administration's claim was, look, we're going to do this in three stages. This is the first stage. The second stage comes from Tom Price of the Department of Health and Human Services. He's going to repeal some of the regulations. And then in this third stage, we'll get to that good stuff that you really want. Now, if you don't get to that third stage, then two of the big things that conservatives thought were going to bring down prices never happened.
Right. Mm-hmm. I get your point. Listen, I want to ask you, though. A lot of people said Ryan needs to step down. And I say, oh, really? Well, then who would you choose? Because as I recall, the last time they were looking for a Speaker of the House, they couldn't find anybody that wanted the job.
Yeah,
Ryan didn't want it.
Exactly. Basically, who you see as, I think, by the way, as far as communication skills go, I think Ryan is about as good as it gets in the House. If you're a huge fan of Kevin McCarthy, and for any members of the McCarthy family who are listening right now, I'm sure he's a perfectly nice man, but I don't see him going in and blowing the doors off the place. I know that some figures like Louie Gohmert are big fans of the Breitbart.com crowd. Let's face it, Louie Gohmert is not going to be the next Speaker of the House. You know, I don't really think the problem was partially with the legislation. Could Ryan have done a better job, or should Ryan have picked up that deep down this wasn't going to get 218 votes quicker? Yeah, he probably could have. He's got egg in his face as much as anybody in this process. But I don't think, well, if we just get person X in there, then this process will run smoothly. There is no better person X. You know, the theoretical all-powerful speaker who can get stuff through by snapping his fingers just doesn't exist. And you got to stop pretending that there's some invisible, unspecified, better alternative out there who will make everything all better.
Well, I think you're exactly right. Well, we have to leave it right there. Jim Garrity, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Always enjoy it, Brian. Take care.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
All right. Now, you know what? If you're thinking about selling your home, what is the thing that you care most about? That you get the most money you can for your home, right? I mean, you want a guy who's going to get it across the goal line and going to make you as much money as you possibly can. In my experience, that person is Frank Prindle with RE/MAX Allegiance. He's an expert of the local real estate market. He's has 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than the other local agents get. When George, for example, was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he looked to Frank for help. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing strategy, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. You see, there is no risk to working with Frank because he will sell your home for a price and on your agreed-upon deadline, or he will buy it from you outright. Frank's been endorsed by Fox News Channel Sean Hannity. No secret that I trust Frank. I adore the guy. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Did you know there's a healthcare choice just for Christians that's about half the cost of insurance programs? It's MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. It's based on timeless biblical principles, so you never pay for things you don't believe in. Plus, MediShare is fully acceptable under the law. MediShare is not available in Montana. Live out your faith and save on your healthcare. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax, just watching the Fairfax County Parkway, delays growing. Now, near Burke Lake, we normally have that heavy rush hour, but extreme this morning up toward Burke Lake Road. And Fairfax police tell me they have sent a unit out there for report of a crash northbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway. On the inner loop of the Beltway, Virginia, as you come out of 95, I was going to say out of Springfield, but now it's actually out of Lorton, Newington, Springfield, jammed to get onto the inner loop of the Beltway. The crash before Braddock Road on the shoulder. Also, the Beltway slows before, it looks like it's going to be before Van Dorn to try to work around that stretch. Onto 395, slowing off and onto Landmark, Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. 270, we've had a tough morning here trying to get out of Gaithersburg and into Rockville. Latest incident was reported near Montgomery Village Avenue. Foggy conditions definitely not helping this morning. So you want to plan with the rush hour and extra time with some of that poor visibility. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog is going to be slowing us down this morning, not the rain. Some spotty showers as we go through the morning. More scattered showers and some isolated thunder showers, mainly in the afternoon, 75. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms, 59. On Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 75 again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees, and as they said, very, very foggy out there. Be careful. 747 on WMAL. We have a lot of Ivanka and Jared Kushner news to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me start out by saying, Ivanka. Everybody likes to find out what Ivanka's up to. Well, she's apparently heading to Germany to attend a summit on the economic empowerment of women, according to a senior administration official. The first daughter was invited by German Chancellor Angela Merkel during Merkel's recent visit to the White House. Merkel says, Ivanka, come on over, and Ivanka says, sure, I'll come over.
Jawohl.
Jawohl. So there you go. There she's on her way to Berlin. By the way, you know, when they moved into Kalorama, the Ivanka and Jared, yeah, everybody thought, you know, they were very nice, sent over a little note and a basket of muffins, you know, and welcomed them to the neighborhood. But now, with the Secret Service, providing protection and taking up the precious parking spots, people in that little neighborhood in Kalorama are getting a little irritated. Among the people who live in that neighborhood, and it may not be all about Ivanka, it may also be about the fact that Barack Obama lives in the neighborhood now. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson lives there. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has a family. And Fox News anchor Chris Wallace apparently lives in that neighborhood.
Is that where you live?
No.
I could have sworn you were there, too.
I live in Germantown. Very different. So anyway, apparently they're not very happy with the parking situation there. Tense times in Kalorama.
They would never... it's so funny, because as you said, it's all about Ivanka. It's Ivanka's fault. But all these other people live there, too.
Right.
But they're upset at Ivanka.
Yeah, I know.
Stop with your selective outrage, people.
I think you're right. It is selective outrage. outrage. By the way, speaking of Jared Kushner, today at the White House, they're going to unveil this Office of American Innovation that's going to be under the direction of Jared Kushner. And the idea here is to take the titans of industry and the titans of business and the people who've had great success in doing certain things in the real world, who've accomplished stuff, and taking their ideas and their understanding of new technology and new ways of doing things and trying to innovate and reform government.
I love it.
I love this idea. And Jared Kushner apparently is going to be in charge of it, in addition to the other things on his portfolio. It's called the White House Office of American Innovation, and it will be in its own little power center there, operating in the West End. It's viewed internally as a SWAT team of strategic consultants who will be staffed by former business executives and is designed to, quote, infuse fresh thinking into Washington, float above the daily political grind, and create a lasting legacy for a president still searching for signature achievements. That's the Washington Post read on it.
Apparently, they have already had sessions with more than 100 leaders and government officials. And what I love about this is a lot of these leaders that they have brought in and asked their opinion are from the other side of the aisle. And I like to see this. And I know there are people who don't like to see, they want to see President Trump do the same thing that President Obama did, which was absolutely freeze out the other side.
Right.
But I love the idea that they've got Elon Musk and Bill Gates and Tim Cook and all these other people in there and saying, okay, help us. We want your ideas. And you know what? They better be doing it for free.
Well, listen, one way, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if you're in business and you've been successful, you have found ways to do things efficiently. What do we need out of our government? A little efficiency would be a good thing.
Exactly.
So I don't look at this as necessarily a political move. I think these are people who understand how to make things work, how to get things across the goal line, how to do X in the most efficient and practical way to get the result that you desire. And a lot of times, you know, when you're talking about government, it's getting things done. And one of the targets of this, and thank goodness for it, is they're going to take all of these great minds, like you said, mm-hmm. Tim Cook and Bill Gates and Elon Musk and some of the other names that's been mentioned, and they're going to put them on the VA. And they say, go fix the VA. Tell us how we can solve this problem. Many people have tried. It hasn't gotten a whole lot better, it seems.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to focus their attention on reimagining Veterans Affairs, modernizing the technology and data infrastructure of every federal department and agency. They're going to work on remodeling workforce training programs and developing transformative projects under the infrastructure plan, such as providing broadband internet service to every American.
Go, Jared.
So there you go.
I'm for it.
Love it.
Knock yourself out, buddy. It is now 7:52 on WMAL.
Hey, I bet those bags and the puffiness under your eyes are still not going away. So many of you are asking Chamonix for a great deal on Genucel. So Genucel is back with a great discount. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you how Genucel is a luxurious treatment with plant stem cells and anti-aging peptides that targets the puffiness and bags under your eyes. But something new is waiting for you when you order Genucel today, a $50 instant coupon for additional savings on your order. Chamonix will also give you Esotique, Chamonix's anti-aging collagen builder, and for results in 12 hours or less, you'll also get Genucel immediate effects as a second free gift. With this deal and today's $50 instant coupon, you can indulge in a two-month supply of three amazing Chamonix products for much less than department or drugstore brands that just don't work. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com right now. That's 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Well, it's time at 7:53 to see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Hi there, Brian. Good morning to you. Well, the futures are pointing to a lower open on Wall Street this morning. Investors appear to be waiting for answers about the state of President Trump's business-friendly agenda. The president will announce today a new White House office that will seek to overhaul government functions using ideas from the business sector. It will be run by son-in-law Jared Kushner. The head of the EPA says the president will sign a new executive order Tuesday that unravels his predecessor's sweeping plan to curb global warming. Scott Pruitt says that Trump's intention is to bring back coal mining jobs and reduce the cost of electricity. And the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline is down to $2.34 a gallon after dipping about a penny nationally during the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price drop comes as crude oil prices also slipped during that same period. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in 1 day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, foggy conditions around the area. Extra volume, extra time needed for sure. On the Virginia Beltway inner loop before Braddock Road, crash has been to the shoulder for some time, but major delays continue out of Lorton up through to the Beltway and on to 395. Making our travels on 270 southbound between Montgomery Village Avenue and Rockville. We've had three separate accidents this morning on 270. Everything should be out of the travel lanes from those accidents, but quite slow as you head south of Clarksburg, to say the least. On the Chain Bridge, on the morning commute, you get two lanes coming inbound. Well, right now, only one lane accessible because of a broken down car. So one lane each direction over the Chain Bridge. I'm looking at delays on Chain Bridge Road growing, and also as you come off of Glebe out of Arlington. And for Metro Rail, they're still dealing with some signal problems outside of Eastern Market. Delays Blue, Orange, and Silver lines. Update is sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray sky in, patchy thick fog in spots this morning, and a few showers around. We'll keep an isolated shower, thunder shower threat in the forecast this afternoon. Cloudy otherwise and 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Foggy 47, it's 7:57.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. It's time to march into summer. I know, it's 3 months away, but now's the time to get that body going. There's enough time to make a significant change. I have a crazy schedule, just like you, and I like to go out just like you, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Find the time. When I jumped on EMP, they had me stand on this futuristic-looking scale that calculated my body composition numbers. From those numbers, we laid out a weekly plan and set goals. Well, after less than 3 months, I'm getting close to my next goal. My 35-pound goal. Do you have any idea what 35 pounds lighter looks like, feels like? It's significant. It's huge. How many pounds could you stand to lose? You really don't know until EMP runs your numbers. Get in now, today. Follow the plan, and by summer, you'll be saying, wow, like I am. The time is now, my friends. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give them a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL,
Rowan Scarborough from the Washington Times will be joining us to discuss his articles about illegal voting in the area, including Frederick and Loudoun counties.
And Steve Moore will join us. We'll talk about health care, what went wrong, and we'll take your calls coming up in just a few moments. It's now 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. WMAL.